We're visiting with Opie boys basketball coach Chris Schmidt here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you've had some time for your football guys that play basketball to get in shape for basketball, and got a first game tonight with St. Mary's. What do you like about your team? And I believe you guys had a jamboree, and how did that kind of work out with you guys, and knowing that Keisha's allowing other sports to hold jamborees before the season starts?
Well, first of all, I like the way the kids have come to practice and worked hard. We got a young bunch, not a whole bunch of experience back, but I think they've been coming to practice, getting after it, and it's time for us to play a game and see where we're at. Now, as far as the jamboree, the boys actually did not play one. The girls did. The girls played the other night here against Chase County and Burlington. But as far as our boys, we did not play because I didn't set anything up in case we were playing football. So I didn't want to get caught not having any practices before we played a jamboree.
So you feel like practices have been going well?
Yeah, again, like I said, we're young. Got a lot of young kids. We had 24 kids out, so it's a good number to work with. And I think they're working hard. I think we're learning a lot. But I think tonight's a big step to what we need. We'll learn a lot tonight in a game against somebody to see where we got to get better.
I'll talk about the guys you have back because you lost Truman Bailey. You lost some key pieces, but especially with Truman being one, what do you got back?
Well, you got two kids in particular. Blake Skowski, he's playing. He does have some injuries from football, but he's playing through it a little bit right now. He's the one kid, one starter back. And then Ethan Redeker is the other one that has some varsity experience. Obviously, Dexton had some experience, but he's out. So, we're leaning on those two in particular. But like I said, that's really the only two kids that have varsity experience. So we've got a lot of new up-and-comer kids that we got to lean on. We'll have some sophomores playing quite a bit and some freshmen. Brody Cole's a senior that will play quite a bit. He's the other senior that probably will see a significant amount of time. So we're trying to put everything together and kind of gel together.
Well, has there any one that's an underclassman? Is there one or two kids that are underclassmen that have really stood out here in practice early?
Well, I would say Brecken McGuire and Abbott Bailey. That they both, as freshmen, will start tonight. So those two kids are kids that they're kind of getting thrown into the fire. They are kids that have played a lot of basketball over their, last 4 or 5 years. They play a lot in the summertime and that kind of stuff. So, they're going to learn a lot, coming from junior high to high school. That's a big step, especially when they're playing. A lot of times they're going to be playing juniors and senior kids in varsity games that, have some experience. But they're very knowledgeable kids. They will learn as they go. And I think a lot of our kids will do that. That's going to be important for us even tonight. We're going to learn a lot. I talked about that in practice last night. We have to learn things from the first quarter and gain and use to our knowledge in the second quarter and on through the game. So looking forward to seeing what we can do. We know that we got a lot of work to do yet, but, like I said, they've been working hard.
Visiting with Opie boys basketball coach Chris Schmidt here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, opening the season with St. Mary's. Then next week, you play Monday in the H Center tournament against Blue Stem. Then you'll play Thursday and Friday to conclude that tournament. And then on the 12th, you'll open up Lyon County League play with Southern Coffee County. And then on the 15th, the day we talk again, you'll be taking on Lebo, and that'll be our area games of the week on Country 101.7 FM. So you got to feel like your boys are going to be tested here early.
Yeah, like you said, we play 7 games here before Christmas, so that's a third of our season. It starts with tonight. St. Mary's a good 2A school. They've been in state tournament the last 2 or 3 years and competed very well. They have a lot of experience back from last year. They've got some size and length and athleticism that we'll have to deal with. And then, like you said, next week we go into a preseason tournament, which that's kind of our first goal. That's an opportunity to have a one-week tournament and to try to win a little, you know, a preseason championship is always something you want to go after. And like you said, we play three games in a week, so we don't have much time to practice. We just got to learn by playing games. And then, as you said, the following week we get right into league play, and we have three solid league games before break with SEC, Lebo, and Burlingame. So, yes, we have some challenges in front of us. We're going to have to learn a lot as we play the games because we actually almost play as many games as we'll have practices the next 3 weeks. So, but, again, these kids are young. I think they're energetic. I think they're a good bunch that, you know, have pretty good knowledge. And I think they will learn. So, and I think we'll make strides. And so that's our goal.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight against St. Mary's. Best of luck next week against Blue Stem and the remainder of the 8th Center Tournament. Best of luck against SEC on the 12th. And we'll catch up with you again in two more weeks.
That sounds good, Dylan. Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Opie Boys basketball coach Chris Schmidt joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizens State Bank, Rich Store Company, and Mills Tire on KVOE, live and local.